You're listening to SBS News.
Attacks on Saudi oil fields owned by supplier Aramco are expected to strip at least 5% from global oil supplies. And some analysts are predicting wholesale barrel prices could increase by 50%. Scott Phillips, the Chief Investment Officer of market advisors Motley Fool Australia, says Australian consumers should expect price rises in line with those in other developed markets.
I would be very surprised if we don't feel the same pain as the rest of the world, quite honestly. I think it's fine to say that people believe there won't be an impact here, but the realities of global supply and demand, oil is about the most international commodity there is. And to imagine that we won't feel a price shock, even simply because of the arbitrage opportunity, means that they can sell oil elsewhere at higher price, if that's the reality. In a very, very short period of time, we will see the impacts of higher oil prices in the pump here in Australia.
But earlier, Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor downplayed the risk of potential pain for Australian motorists when he spoke to the ABC on Monday, saying it's clear there's no immediate threat to supplies. He says there are ample commercial stocks globally, and that's the key to making sure that this is as manageable as possible and that the impact is minimised. Scott Phillips points out the United States government has already said it is prepared to release some of its crude oil supply to address the shortage.
I think in the short term we'll see a real nervousness and therefore a spike in energy prices and oil prices in particular. Of course, at the same time, Donald Trump has said he's going to allow the US oil reserve to be tapped, so we don't really know the exact supply constraint. The real issue is the medium and long-term issue. If this becomes an ongoing challenge for global oil suppliers, then we may well see a decent risk premium put back in oil, and that means probably much higher prices at the pump.
FuelTrack monitors how global wholesale prices of petroleum and oil translate to costs paid by Australian consumers around national petrol stations. General Manager Jeff Trotter says the immediate oil supply shortage should translate to an extra 10 to 12 cents per litre of fuel in Australia.
The potential exists at the retail end of the supply chain of petrol in Australia for retailers to add more than the underlying increase, say, 10 cents a litre, that would be attributable directly to the increase in the oil price. So there's potential for the motorists at the end of the supply chain filling up at that service station to be ripped off.
Australia has enough petrol and crude oil to supply the country for 28 days, which falls far short of international agreement mandates that countries hold 90 days supply. Last month, Angus Taylor confirmed Australia was in discussions with the United States to use its strategic petroleum reserve. Labor says that's not an effective solution to fuel security, as it would not boost supplies onshore. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says it is disingenuous to present that plan as a solution when it relies so heavily on goodwill and doesn't properly account for a global shortage. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.